kind of hard to get a babysitter for animals anymore. And my daughter, she had two dogs. She had, what was he, a Border Collie and Labrador. He passed away last year, poor thing. One of the smartest, best dogs ever in my life. We miss him a lot, old Tucker. Man, he was a great dog. Well, then they got this other one. She's an Irish Setter in Labrador. And she's just as, you know, sweet as she can be. Just loves everybody and everything. And her and my dog, he's a pit bull Labrador and the biggest damn baby you ever seen in your life. But those two just absolutely adore each other. And kind of gives the younger pup somebody to play with, because she's still missing her buddy Tucker. And still hasn't gotten used to not having him around. And now with the kids in school and stuff, she's at home all by herself. And my dog's used to it. But their dog, Ellie Mae, she's still having trouble with that. So whenever we get a chance, I'll go over there and pick her up, bring her over. Or they usually go out a lot. My grandson is into hockey. Kid can play some hockey. And he's on a bunch of travel teams and that whatnot. So they're busy usually every weekend. So it's quite often that we end up with the puppy over here, you know, with hockey season coming in, and she'll be over here quite a bit. So we don't mind. It gives us something to do.